Russ Parr Morning Show. All right, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, the TLC movie last night on VH1. I liked it a lot.
It was good.
Right. Yeah.
I think for me, it was like a lot of it was very accurate. It might have been maybe one person's point of view.
Right.
In defense of Pebbles and L.A. Reid, I'm sure they tell a different story.
Right.
You say, hey, you signed the contract. But right. That's the whole thing. It's like, you know, you getting in this business, you know, it's about getting somebody that understands the contract.
Yeah. If a major gives Russ a label.
Right.
Okay. And Russ allows me to sign artists under my own label. Now what we have is a three-deep label.
Right.
The major has to eat.
Triangle.
Russ has to eat.
Right.
And I have to eat. And then there's the artist.
And then you get what's left after they charge you for expenses.
Which is wrong, because the expenses should have came out of the gross
right.
of the project.
No, they charge back to the artist.
And that was terrible.
You make two pennies on a record, you
love
it.
That was terrible.
You know.
It was very sad.
And I didn't know what surprised me, and I had never heard, was Master P was trying to sign
I remember that.
No, because remember, she did sign with Death Row for a second.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about the Master P.
Good morning, hello.
Yeah, this is Sean from Baltimore.
Hey, Sean, you see the movie last night?
Yeah, I saw it, man. I think they did a pretty good job. You know, everybody played their roles well, you know, especially Lil Mama. You know, I was kind of, you know, nervous about her, you know, playing Left Eye.
She did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she definitely did a pretty good job, whatever, you know, so.
Thank you for that, man, because you had nothing to say. Good morning, hello.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I thought the show was done very well, and those young ladies were dead on impressions of the real group. I was very impressed on how to make up, and, you know, the girls that they picked were absolutely terrific for the part.
You started believing that it was them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I thought Keke Palmer was excellent. Yeah. Her acting was really, really good. I thought Ayades, I think that's how you say her name, who played Pebbles, was very believable also. So, I mean, that really kind of worked out for them, you know what I'm saying?
Tweet, tweet.
Sweet Tyra says, Lil Mama did that. Pebbles was like Ike Jr. I enjoyed it. Not Trying to Be Rude says the movie was rushed and out of sequence. If it wasn't for Lil Man-Man. Now, why are you going to do that? And Pebbles, I wouldn't have liked it at all. C
plus. Talking about Cole Brown.
I give it a C+, too. That's my opinion.
Good morning. Hello. It was
hello?
A TV movie.
I know.
So it is what it is. Yes, your comment, please.
I feel that the movie, it was great, but I feel it had some negative depiction about it. First,
duh.
You know, with Chili, they made it seem like she was just desperate, man. And, I mean, that's not what it should have been about, mainly. I mean, I understand it was a point of her life.
Yeah.
But I feel they shouldn't have had drugged that out so long.
But did you see her reality show where she seemed desperate on that reality show where she was looking for a man? I thought maybe that was real.
They were executive producers of the movie, so they would.
And this movie
just
made it plain and simple that she's a desperate woman, which I hate to say because she's a beautiful girl, but that doesn't give, you know, our young girls a good outlook on men. You know, keep trying and trying and trying until you get tired. No, you know. But overall, it was a good movie.
Yeah,
Lil Mama,
but you know what?
That's no job.
In the defense of the movie, it's like you've got basically 90 minutes to
get
tell
it all in.
A 20-year story. Mm. And so, I mean, that's difficult.
And they didn't show Usher. I was surprised no Usher whatsoever.
He was actually really young at the time.
St. Facetious says, Pebbles was the Cruella de Vil of the music industry. Lil Bow Wow's Left Eye was messy. Why y'all doing that to Lil Mama?
Bow Wow.
So evil.
That's mean.
Somebody says she channeled Riley from the Boondocks.
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, so mean.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. This is Crystal from Germantown.
Yeah, what'd you think of the TLC movie?
So I really liked it. I do kind of agree that it might have been rushed a little bit. I kind of hate that it was on VH1. I really wish that it was a motion picture or they did it like on HBO, Showtime. I feel like they could have done a little bit more. I understand that there's only so much that you can do. You can't put 20 years in 2 hours.
I'll give you my...
Little Mama shocked me. I thought she was excellent.
Yeah, she played that role.
That lip syncing, though.
Yeah.
That lip syncing, I need them to go see some drag queens.
Because drag queens do it. You already know. You ain't lying.
Well, let me just say, I think the reason why it was a TV movie, number one, I like the fact they were able to play their music. Because a lot of times, you know, it costs a lot of money to clear that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they probably didn't own the rights to all of their music.
I'm sure.
You know, even though they wrote it and things like that. And I think the other thing that might have hurt a little bit as far as it going out theatrically is I remember they put Notorious out and they expected that to do a lot better than what it did.
Oh, okay.
So they don't want to take a chance.
Right.
And
that story was so rich, man. I mean, there was so much they didn't get into with Left Eye. You realize that she had a problem. Mm-hmm. But her situation with Andre Rison and all that, I mean, they really couldn't tackle what was really going on.
Three personalities. But here's the other thing. If it was a movie, you wasn't paying $12 to go see it, and you know it. You know what I mean? People wanted to see movies.
Well, if they had a bigger budget, they would have. You know, listen, I make small independent movies.
I know, but people don't pay to go see movies, and I'm sure that's why they couldn't make it into one.
That's such a great story.
Yeah.
Because the story I really would love to do, but I think the family will never, ever let it be done.
What?
Aaliyah's story.
Yeah.
I mean, because there are so many layers to that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You going to tell it all?
Yeah. Good morning, hello.
Wow.
Good morning.
Yes.
Sarah Moe from the Natty. I felt the movie was cool, but I just didn't know Pebbles was doing too much. How are you suing them when they're still under your husband's label? So that means when you get paid, your husband gets paid, too. He's sitting back acting nonchalant. Like, are you all okay with this? Is everybody just trying to eat out the girls and just make them get out here and be the phony? What?
Somebody taught Pebbles how to do that. You know,
really?
but at the same time, you got to remember this was executive produced by T-Boz and Chili.
Yeah.
And so we're hearing their side of the story. But at the end of the day, there was a lot of information in there that I knew was factual because I lived it. Yeah. You know, we saw what was going on. So, that, I mean, I thought it was a good movie for historic reasons. I think it taught a lot of people in the business. Yeah, you know what? You sign a contract. Make sure you have an attorney look at it first.
Right. And, you know, I was looking at Twitter yesterday. And Pebbles is always on Twitter. Like when they were on a radio station crapping on her, she was like, I got my lawyers on deck. I can't believe they're lying like this on the radio. But last night she was like a little church mouse. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
She's a little church mouse. She was quiet.
I'm
the
sure
last
she's
thing
seen
she
it
tweeted
already.
was a you think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What was the last thing she tweeted?
Well, it was a Bible verse. And everybody was going on her for it. They were like, bitch, Jesus saw what you did to them. The tweet said it, not me. I'm not kidding. The tweet said it. Jesus saw what you did. Now you want to pray?
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't me, Britt.
Goodness, Freddie.
What?